Hi everyone, Sane Mate here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Chris, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sane Mate, I sent you messages before, and you're always spot on. My best male friend got divorced. I was honestly thinking that's great. So I moved 2,600 miles to bachelor up with him. Wonderful. She, the ex, lives up the street, and they still talk to one another. Suddenly she decided that she's moving 2,000 miles away. I'm telling him that although it hurts and they were together for 17 years, this is now freedom. She's forcing his hand, and of course, she's a 40-odd-year-old post-wall overweight woman that hates Trump, wants tattoos, and wants to go out, progressively acting within the groups, etc. It's interesting because he's hurting and she's making up for lost time. I don't know about my friend, I'm just trying to not be overly MGTOW as he's new to all of this. Thanks for all you do. Well, Chris, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. It's too bad that your friend lost a 17-year-long relationship, but it sounds like he didn't have any children with her, so that probably means that he'll probably walk away from it financially unscathed, for the most part. Your friend might take a few years to get over his relationship. If she was his first adult love, and at least she was nice enough to keep talking to him after the breakup, to get him used to being all alone. It's probably going to take him another 6 months to a year to finally be free. And I'm glad you're talking with him and red-pilling him after the breakup about female nature. I've recommended that many times before, and I'm glad to see that people are following my lead on that suggestion. What stuck out in your comments is that his ex-wife now wants tattoos. Women freeze culturally in a moment in time when they get into a relationship. When they get partnered up, for the most part, they stop following the social trends. Point this out to him that a woman is a reflection of society, and doesn't even really have a mind of her own. To be honest, though, most people are like that as well. They can't think for themselves because they were taught to follow instructions. But the idea that she wants tattoos now means she's reducing her sexual marketplace value, and a lot of women are doing that these days, because they aren't thinking and they're just following the trends of others. I find women undateable if they have tattoos, are overweight, wear jewelry, and heels to bed. I'm turned off by all of those things, and I don't want to be reminded about being in a civilization while copulating. I'm even in the camp where I don't like to talk in bed either because, again, it takes me out of the moment. So when I see a woman covered in human graffiti, I'm turned off by a bunch of bad tattoos. The old line, you don't put a bumper sticker on a Lamborghini, often comes to mind. When I started this channel, many of the pictures I used in my slideshows were of graffiti in back alleys in Toronto. It was artistic expression in places that were invisible if artists were doing throw-ups and pieces. The only way I'd consider getting a tattoo would be if it was a one-of-a-kind thing. But most people just pick something that's already been done. It's like my Lego builds. They're unique, one-of-a-kind creations. I don't like Lego sets because I don't feel like the design belongs to me. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to middle-aged babes covering their butts with tacky tattoos that look like bad bumper stickers Clown World show. A while back, I was interacting with a couple that had dozens of tattoos as well as three children. Clearly, I thought that it would be socially acceptable for their kids to get covered with them one day as well. That it wouldn't be like when they were young and their parents didn't let them get any. But the good thing about women getting covered in ink is that it allows me to see who the NPCs are versus those that are potentially free thinkers and early adopters, as well as those that are longer-term thinkers, realizing that the tattoo trend will die one day, like the Western movie genre or like we're seeing with the death throes of the superhero genre. I suspect that today's adults with tattoos will be seen as uncool by the future generation of kids out there when they rebel against their parents, because it's something their parents have right now. Pretty much the way they walked away from Facebook and other social media that their parents were on. One tattoo artist I spoke to once says that he and his coworkers have a basic folder of artwork that people ask for over and over again. Mostly women asking for things like butterflies, peaches, and hearts. Remember that 15 to 20 years ago, almost no one under the age of 60 had them, unless they were artists or criminals. Eventually, the same will be true again. I would look into investing in a company that does tattoo removal and put it right next door to a cat food store. Because you know that women will be paying money to remove their bad decisions in the future. Once it becomes trendy to get your tats removed, women will just blindly pay for that as well. The same thing happened in the 2010s when women started going to national parks for Instagram selfies. Before that time, I would travel to national parks and they were never crowded. And the only people taking pictures are photographers and tourists for their own photo albums. But it wasn't until the internet and social media that these things became popular. Chris, that overweight 40-something-year-old woman that's been in a relationship for almost 20 years and is now free to be a degenerate, which is her default behavior and setting, it seems is behind in the times when it comes to trends. She sees what's popular today and now what's going to be popular one day. One of the tests I have for women, if they're early adopters of a new technological or cultural movement, then she'll typically embrace it before she has a boyfriend. Or if they break up with a man and continue embracing it, then you know it's usually part of their identity. If they adopt what is popular, they're boring, and I'll just spend my time entertaining them if I'm around them. As for your friend Chris, you're doing the right thing with them. Eventually he's going to look back and realize that he wasn't being himself when he was with her. It's a good strategy to not be too MGTOW around him in the beginning, but point out red flags that slowly destroy the image of the woman that he was with that he built up in his mind. That's definitely the best thing you can do at this point. A woman moving away after the relationship is over is great, because it helps you resist the temptation of trying to get back together with her and opening up old wounds. The women we left in the past, if we could see them now, we'd be scared at how awful they look and how they're torturing some poor bastard for shits and giggles. The only reason she's still talking to him is because she's still using him as an emotional tampon, until she gets her meat curtain hooks on another man. She's probably moving away because she found a better man on the other side of the country. Your buddy needs to let go. He needs to focus on his own life, and I'd recommend that you tell him to travel or do something new in his life and make some new memories that don't involve her. At first, that might be painful because he's going to think about how he's doing things without her. But eventually, living new experiences is a good way to hack time and the mourning process. For example, everyone wants to live a longer life. What if I told you that you could increase your perception of time based on your experiences? We tend to remember new and novel experiences more than just repeating the same day over and over again. For example, we can make many more memories by traveling to 10 different places rather than just traveling to the same place 10 times. When I would travel for a couple of weeks and see 3 or 4 new places each day, I can still remember each day of my trip vividly. But when I'd go on a beach vacation, just living the same day over and over again, I couldn't remember each individual day of my vacation. The same goes for new experiences. So Chris, if your friend lives 10 or 20 new experiences in rapid succession, and that'll mean there's a good chance he's going to forget about his ex a lot sooner. That's why they suggest that people keep busy after a breakup. But no one really explains that you should keep busy doing a whole bunch of new things that create new memories that'll hopefully overpower your older memories that you made with your ex-partner. I found that the pain that one feels with a breakup is usually connected to how bonded you are with the person you're with, not necessarily how long you've been with them. I only fully ever bonded with one woman that was my first adult love. Before that, relationships were too short, and after that, even though they were longer, there was always a subconscious fear on my part of connecting with someone deeply again, like I did the first time, because it took me roughly 3 to 4 years to fully get over the loss. Chris, you didn't really tell me how bonded your friend was to his wife. If she was his everything, then I suggest you try and get him to date other women in the short run, to get his mind off of the short-term pain. That's what I did after that horrible breakup with my first adult love, and it worked to heal some of my wounded hearts. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chris for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that men, they can't see reality clearly because they've been wearing their love goggles too long for 17 years, need to smash them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that learn about female nature and then go back to relationships and forget everything they've learned about women away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.